Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
As soon as I get my camera to work, I'll be on Zoom. I'll be on our YouTube chat, I mean, and then you'll be able to see that I'm wearing my Philly shirt because we're going to the game later. And it looks like the weather's going to hold up, so that's good. And we have some special guests coming up later on the show today, because it turns out that the Fanatic has been named the sexiest mascot in all of baseball. No surprise there, if you ask me. I mean, what's not to love about the Fanatic? He's a hunk from the Galapagos Islands. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. We'll talk about that. The president just wrapped up a very long press conference in the Oval Office with Elon Musk. I was watching it. I have lots of thoughts for you. We're grabbing audio. It literally just wrapped up before we got on the air today. So we'll bring it. But here's the bottom line, if you're wondering. Bottom line is that Elon Musk is officially out at Doge. He hopes that Doge will continue. He's confident it will. And that they identified over $1 trillion in savings. And now, of course, we need Congress to act on all those savings and make all those things permanent and real and stick. And that would be a very, very good thing. The other thing that came out of it was the president was asked about the auto pen. And he mentioned how they think they know who's behind it. And he alluded to Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. Of course, you always have to say that by law. That's what the president was alluding to as he was speaking with Elon Musk in the Oval Office and taking questions from reporters. The president is going to leave soon for Pennsylvania. He's coming to Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh area. Big steel deal between the United States and Nippon, the owner, this Japanese company. And it's a big deal, so much so that the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, referred to it as a BFD, which is a big Blinken deal. All right. So that's how the governor of Pennsylvania referred to it. And there's a news piece of some steel workers, white and black, who are both so ecstatic about this. They were really worried about losing their jobs and they're crying. One guy literally says in the thing, he goes, I'm a grown man, but I'm not afraid to say it. I was crying with tears of happiness, tears of joy. And good for him. And this kind of goes back to what we've been talking about earlier throughout the entire week, which is the Democrat Party has lost working class voters. I call them the alpha voters, because the voters that the Democrat Party has left, the workers, I should say, these are the people who work in faculty lounges. They're the people that work in the lounge and they write pieces about how horrible Trump is, or they work for the New York Times and they write stories about what a fascist he is, and they lie. And those are the workers that the Democrat Party has. And the president has the alpha workers. These are the people that actually work for a living. They're people that work in the steel mills. They work in the oil rigs. But they're also people that work in the financial markets, too. Jamie Dimon came out today bashing Democrats, bashing the red tape or the blue tape, as he calls it, because the Democrats are behind it. And let's not forget something. People like America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, people like Bernie Sanders screaming about the oligarchy. They hate people that work in finance, too. They hate them. They basically hate everybody. This is why I call it's alpha workers. I'm not going to say white collar or blue collar. They're alpha jobs, and they're white men, black men, Latino men, And the Democrat Party has completely lost all these people. So that's where we are. So the president's going to come to Pennsylvania. We'll take it live for you. He's set to speak around 5 o'clock. But considering the press conference was running late when it started today, I'm going to assume that that's probably going to run late, too. But nevertheless, we'll take it. We have a lot of great guests coming up on the show today as well, including Gerald Posner and then Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, who's from Do No Harm, because there's an announcement about Penn ending their gender mutilation surgeries on minors. But the thing is that they don't really do them. It's CHOP that does them, and they're associated with CHOP, but it's very confusing. So hopefully Dr. Stanley Goldfarb from Do No Harm will be able to explain it to us. And we may possibly, I don't know if it's a done deal or not, have somebody joining us from the White House. I don't know. They asked us if somebody could come on, and we said yes, of course. We'd be more than happy to accommodate. I know you always love when we bring you White House officials, but I don't know if that's a done deal or not. We're waiting to hear from them. They're having a busy day over there. Even on Fridays, it's a busy day. And Bryce Harper is in a commercial for the new How to Train Your Dragon movie. So he's trending on Twitter, and the commercial's pretty cool. So we grabbed that for you, and we'll share that with you. But I want to begin with this announcement about this deal that was reached regarding U.S. Steel and this Japanese company, and what the president is traveling to West Mifflin, PA, outside of Pittsburgh today, and what he's going to do. So there's a report on this issue, and there was a number of different reports that were made about this, but a Clarion, Pennsylvania resident reacted to this massive deal and talking about this and what this means and how they saved the steel mill for Pennsylvania. I think between this issue, between natural gas, between coal, between all these other jobs, this is why Trump won PA. It's why the Pennsylvania is not going to be a swing state much longer, in my opinion. I think Pennsylvania is going to wind up being a red state. I can see that with John Fetterman. I mean, John Fetterman was out traveling with Secretary Turner, Housing Secretary Scott Turner, traveling around with him. And, you know, he'll get blasted for that, and the left will go after him and say that he's mentally ill and he needs to resign. But his point is, I'm going to work with the administration to make Pennsylvania better. And that's what has to happen. I mean, yeah, that's what has to happen. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA, VanariaDental.com. It's smile season. I mean, you know, get all the weddings and memories. So make sure you make your appointment today for Dr. Mike. But let's begin with clip number one from Clarion, PA. This is a news report on the issue as residents react to the deal that will be announced fully later this afternoon. Take a listen.
People in the area that need to work, to have employment, and my father, my brothers, everybody worked at the steel mill, then for some reason it kind of went left. Bringing it back is brilliant.
I'm glad that they have it open for our children now, because there's really no jobs around, especially in the Clarion area.
And President Donald Trump plans on being in Pittsburgh at U.S. Steel on Friday.
Yeah, and he's going to make the announcement, and people are very, very excited about it. And they should be excited about it, because it's a big deal. Saving this is very, very important, and it needs to happen. So there's actually a longer cut of that, which is the full news story. You know what? I opened up the old show sheet, Matt. So let's play cut 25. It's a longer news piece on what they're expecting, and it has some more people in there, including union workers. And it talks about the conflict between the union workers and their union leadership, which is something you see. I mean, this has been a theme where the union workers stand and then where the union leadership stands. And they're like worlds apart. It's amazing. But then again, the union leadership, they're cushy jobs. The guys who actually do the work, not as cushy. You know what I mean? So whether it's the auto workers or whether it's you see it with the truckers or whatever, at least with the truckers and that union, at least they stayed out of it. They didn't endorse, because their members were like, hell no. And sometimes you see this with police groups, too, where they endorse Democrats, at least locally, because they think it's better for their contracts, et cetera. But you know where the cops all stand. The cops all stand with the Republicans. But Trump had the endorsement of the national FOP. So, but anyway, this is cut 25.
For 1.5 long years, U.S. steelworkers have held their breaths, unsure of what their future held.
How I feel is I could take a breath today. It seemed like through this whole sale that was pending, it just gave you stress.
Now, third-generation steelworker Andrew Macy has the deal he's pushed hard for, all just months before he retires.
It's just wonderful.
It's like early Christmas, man, here in the Mon Valley, and he's protecting at least 11,000 jobs for Pennsylvanians.
North Braddock Mayor Cletus Lee was one of a group of Mon Valley leaders who came together in recent months to push leaders in Washington to approve a deal that led to investments in the Mon Valley. Reacting to this news, they all feel similar.
When you see that everything you've done for the last 2 years come together, it's overwhelming with emotion. So yes, I was crying, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Big men cry. And I was crying with happiness.
Driving that emotion is a fear of what could have happened. West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly thought plant may have to close as soon as next year.
They're being held together with Band-Aids.
U.S. steelworker Glenn Thomas has watched as his company moved production to other states.
We need tons and tons of capital improvements.
It's the promise of the Nippon deal, at least $1 billion for the Mon Valley alone.
And President Trump, what he did today is, well, it's presidential.
United Steelworkers leadership has never been on board with the deal. Their international president, David McCall, said today, "We cannot speculate on the impact of today's announcement without more information. Our concern remains that Nippon, a foreign corporation with a long and proven track record of violating our trade laws, will further erode domestic steelmaking capacity and jeopardize thousands of good union jobs."
President McCall never really came here to talk to any of us to get our side of it, and we really wish he would have.
I feel that today we saved steel in Pittsburgh, not just the Mon Valley, but we saved the legacy that all of our forefathers, and I grew up in a steelmaking town, they're all looking down on us and saying, thank you.
For Kelly, just like Macy, this has all been about keeping steelmaking jobs alive long after they're gone.
And for myself, third generation steelworker, I wish my father was here to say, I'm retiring, as he did back in 1975. And I could say, Dad, I'm retiring too. A proud steelworker.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wow. Pretty big. So Selena Zito has a piece in the Washington Examiner. Josh Shapiro calls Trump U.S. Steel deal a BFD, big bleeping deal. Shapiro said that when the deal was announced in December of 2023, people immediately took sides. However, the governor said he prioritized steelmaking in the Mon Valley and keeping U.S. Steel's headquarters in downtown Pittsburgh. He said, that was my North Star. Shapiro said he watched local union members go from being against the deal to supporting it. They really revolved over time on the deal. And you heard in the news report, they talked to about the president of the United Steelworkers Local 227, who admitted that when he first found out about the deal, he was so flabbergasted he was against it. That changed over time. It did for all of us. He said most of the members of the local union, which represents the Edgar Thompson Works in Braddock, the town where John Fetterman's from, the Irvin Works, well, not from, but where he was mayor, the Irvin Works in West Mifflin and the Clarion Works in Clarendon. They now robustly support the deal, and Trump is getting behind it to make it happen. After listening to local stakeholders last year, Governor Shapiro said he went to the White House to push former President Joe Biden to make the deal, but he had to call Biden's people multiple times. Shocking. I talked to his chief of staff over and over and over again, the governor said, and I was really disappointed with the decision that they made. Shapiro said that when Trump won, he contacted the transition team to let them know that he heard from locals about the critical importance of the deal. Quote, and credit the president for making the deal richer and richer, meaning more money put in and looking out for Pennsylvania. Shapiro said the deal got better because of Trump's negotiating style. The deal has gotten better, the governor said. The prospects for the future of steelmaking have gotten better. He also emphasized that he worked closely with Senator Dave McCormick throughout the process. He said credit goes to McCormick as one of the many people involved in this, the governor said, adding that numerous local Republican and Democratic mayors and community leaders have come out in support of the deal. So the first time that the governor talked to the president was in late April, right after his mansion was set on fire. And the president called him. President Trump, the monster that he is, called the governor of Pennsylvania to express sympathy and to make sure he and his family were okay. What a monster. I mean, just what an absolute horror show of a human being, am I right? Calling the governor of Pennsylvania after he and his family were almost killed and his house was burned to the ground to express his condolences and his sympathy and to say, thank God, everything's okay. We talked for about 15 or 20 minutes, the governor said, and then after that, he checked in to make sure our family was doing well, and we got down to business, and we talked for a while about a bunch of different issues. And this was the first issue I raised with him. Actually, I think maybe he was surprised to hear me talk about the need to get this done and my support for getting something done, the governor said. Now, Shapiro said he's not trying to take glory for anything, nor should he, by the way, since it's the president doing this, but he said, quote, please don't take this as I'm claiming credit. This is an example of everybody working together. And Friday, well, that will be a good day, he said, smiling, in anticipation of the deal, which will be finalized today and announced later tonight when the president comes to Western PA. Selena Zito continues by saying that Governor Shapiro said Western PA has literally been the arsenal of democracy and steelmaking has been a huge part of it. We've seen U.S. Steel over the last three decades diminish in its number of jobs, and we were on a dangerous path to lose even more jobs to the South, to non-union states, Arkansas being the example. And frankly, you had a CEO at U.S. Steel who had forecasted that. He said, we need to do something here, and I can't overstate the importance of not just keeping steelmaking in Western PA, but the cultural aspect of knowing that U.S. Steel will remain a Pittsburgh company. It's going to remain in Pennsylvania, and there's a future there that's bright. We're going to grow again instead of seeing those numbers decline. Shapiro said one of the things that he has been working on to make this investment shovel ready is ensuring that there are no bureaucratic firewalls from the state of Pennsylvania. By saying, I'm already talking to the president of Nippon Steel, Takiro Mori, about the permitting and the need to move quickly. That's the vice chairman and executive vice president of U.S. Steel. So Trump deserves enormous credit for this. I mean, he won PA and he could have just turned his back on this and said, ah, the guy won. The heck with you guys. But he didn't do that. And Selena Zito reported a little while ago when the deal was officially made, and I'll share with you what she wrote about that. And she said it was the deal of the century. This was a couple days ago she wrote this. She said, Trump makes deal of a lifetime for U.S. Steel. He said, quote, I am proud to announce that after much consideration and negotiation, U.S. Steel will remain in America and keep its headquarters in the great city of Pittsburgh. This will be a planned partnership between the United States Steel and Nippon Steel and the largest investment in the history of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And McCormick, Senator Dave McCormick, said, I applaud President Trump, Secretary Scott Bessent, and other senior administration officials for achieving this huge victory for America and the U.S. Steel Corporation. Other members of the Pennsylvania delegation, including some of our good friends, were involved in these negotiations as well. Our buddy Dan Muser was involved in this. Our buddy Scott Perry was involved in this. And the local union guys, think about this. The Democrat governor of Pennsylvania, who could have potentially been the vice presidential nominee of the Democrat Party had he not been Jewish, could get no movement from the Democrat president, Joe Biden. Nothing. I mean, they couldn't get anything out of the White House. I mean, that's what Shapiro said, right? I called, I spoke to the chief of staff. I called again, I talked to the chief of staff. Nothing. Trump comes into office, the deal happens. Then now you have the Democrat governor of Pennsylvania and likely 2028 presidential candidate praising President Trump for getting it done. And unlike Governor Gretchen Whitmer, he's not hiding his face in a bag. Now, I mean, for Shapiro, he wants to run and he wants to be seen as a bipartisan stalwart. So he wants to. I think what you're seeing play out here is that as the Democrat Party has gotten so freaking nuts, and you have the New York Times writing this big piece that we've been talking about all week, number of different factors within that. The first being that the Democrats have this new operation to learn how to be able to talk to men. They're going to spend $20 million to learn how to speak to men. The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. The Democrats and their focus groups, over 250 of them, Democrats, when you think animals, people think of Democrats as sloths and turtles, tortoises, little roadkill. Roadkill's mine, but and they think of the Republicans as lions and tigers and bears, apex predators, alphas, each and every one of them. The story goes on to say that the Democrat Party has lost white working class voters and black working class voters to a large degree. That's when I said in America's Newsroom earlier this week, shameless plug, I'll be back there Monday morning, just in case you're curious. I know it's one of these days I'm going to get better about self-promotion. But what I said last Tuesday and what I'll probably say again on Monday, because we're going to still be talking about all this, is that these are not working class voters. These are the alpha workers. These are the people that work for a living. And this is further confirmation of the fact that these one-time Democrat voters in Pennsylvania, a lot of them probably voted for John Fetterman, quite frankly, voted for Trump. And it's the reason why, as the Democrat Party has gone left crazy, and the only constituency they have now are people in the faculty lounge and those other groups, you see Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman coming out and playing down the middle. You see the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, coming out and playing down the middle, because for Shapiro's hope, his hope is that there'll be so many people in the crazy lane that he can occupy the moderate center lane. And don't debate whether he's that's not for the purposes of this segment, whether he's really a moderate or not. I'm telling you what his political strategy is to that center lane. Now, Shapiro's got lots of his own problems. The emails around his aide and the sexual harassment stuff with his aide, his top aide, and those emails that disappeared and all of that. But that's not for the purposes of this segment. For the purposes of this segment, it is what Shapiro's political strategy is. The union guy said, we had faith in the president from the very beginning. We never doubted that he would come through for us. This is a huge win for Western PA, for families, for communities, and of course, U.S. Steel, said Don German, who has worked side by side with the local union, the community, and upper management to get the word out that they supported it wholeheartedly. And they said it's huge for generations. It's going to include $14 billion in capital investment projects at U.S. Steel, with approximately $11 billion of the $14 billion invested by 2028. These are investments that U.S. Steel could not make as a standalone company. So this is huge. Those new capital investments include $2.2 billion to revitalize the only remaining blast furnace in Pittsburgh, $200 million for a new R&D center in Pennsylvania to bring world-leading technology to U.S. Steel, $1 billion invested by 2028 in a new greenfield steel mill, and $3.1 billion in Indiana to transform the historic Gray Works Mill, Indiana, PA. There will also be $3 billion investments And there will also be $3 billion investments in the Arkansas plant, including $1.8 billion for advanced electrical steel production for power grid transformers, and there's other things around there. They're creating that about 100,000 jobs in Pennsylvania alone. The Parker Strategy Group did an independent analysis that confirmed about 114,000 jobs. And then about 10,000 jobs in construction. So it's a big deal. And it preserves the fact that U.S. Steel is going to be headquartered in Pittsburgh, PA. And it maintains U.S. steel structure as an American icon. It also is great for our national security because we should be making things like steel here. In fact, one of the guys who was quoted in Selena Zito's article pointed out the fact that, you know, in every way, Trump can take credit for this investment. It was his application of steel tariffs during his first term, which led Nippon Steel to seek out the purchase in the first place. It's important to realize that they want U.S. steel production to allow it to compete better with Chinese steelmakers, such as the state-owned steel company in China, which has been accused of stealing technology from the United States. And so they say this is huge, and it's going to bring jobs in places like the blast furnace in Braddock, PA, for example. And just a few years ago, they thought this was over. They thought this was done. So what you have here is bipartisan praise from not just the governor and the senator, John Fetterman, but you've got Democrats across Pennsylvania also praising Trump over this as well. It's important to understand this was not just economic trauma. It was psychological trauma. Steel. Just think of that word. It calls to mind something. Superman, the man of steel. But also something solid, something you can depend on. In a practical sense, it also formed the backbone of the nation, necessary for everything from bridges to bullets. Take away steel and everything collapses. Or so it seemed by the mid-1980s, there is no more security. Senator Dave McCormick said that. And he went on to say, only Donald Trump could have made this happen, and I'm grateful for him having me, Congressman Mike Kelly, Dan Muser, and we were there in the Oval Office to discuss it. So props to those guys for getting it done. All right, we got more to come, more to talk about. It's going to be a busy day. We'll give you all the details from President Trump's big press conference in the Oval Office with Elon Musk and what they chatted about as the show goes on. It's a Friday. We're feeling great. We're very, very happy to be here with you. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.